Beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep.
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
And God said,
Let there be light.
And there was light. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
Through Him all things were made. And without Him nothing was made that has been made.
In Him was life.
And that life was the light of men.
The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
That which was from the beginning,
which we have seen with our eyes,
which we have looked at and our hands have touched,
this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
The life appeared.
We have seen it and testified to it.
And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which is with the Father and has appeared to us.
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
We have seen His glory.
The glory of the one and only.
Who came from the Father.
Full of grace
and truth.
This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you.
God is light.
In Him there is no darkness at all.
If we claim to have fellowship with Him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin.
Look, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Arise,
shine,
for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Arise, shine,
for your light has come,
and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
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 The Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call Him Emmanuel.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given,
and the government will be upon His shoulders.
And His name will be called
Wonderful,
Counselor,
the Mighty God,
the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and peace there will be no end.
He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said,
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her,
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
How will this be?
Mary asked the angel.
Since I am a virgin.
The angel answered,
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who has said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.
I am the Lord's servant.
Mary answered,
May it be to me as you have said. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name.
John's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied,
Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has come and He has redeemed His people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of those who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant, the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest.
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 And on earth peace,
goodwill toward men.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let's go to Bethlehem
and see this thing that has happened,
which the Lord has told us about.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts.
When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
There came a man who was sent from God.
His name was John.
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying,
This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
For the law was given through Moses.
Grace and good. And truth came through Jesus Christ.
Jesus said,
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light, the light of life. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?
No one has ever seen God.
But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
He came to that which was his own,
but his own did not receive him.
Yet to all who received him,
to those who believed in his name,
he gave the right to become children of God.